The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. So again, this is take two, because the Facebook Live I've just done didn't actually work. So let's just see if this one's going to work this time. Hopefully it does. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, welcome. Thank you for listening. You can always catch these live. We're going to go live pretty much most days these days on Facebook Live. And then we upload it to YouTube, and then we pull out the MP3, and then we create a podcast. And so you've got a number of ways you can watch this show if that's what you want to do. You can catch us up on YouTube. You can download the podcast. Just go to iTunes and type my name in there. You can find it. Just before we start going into content, because the last time I did this, I went into a lot of content, and for some reason it didn't record the sound, which I was really disappointed with. So just before we do that, I am just checking online now that it is actually going to go live, because if it doesn't, it's frustrating again. I've sent BeLive TV, who we use, a little message. Let's just see if this is going to work. 1 second. So, yeah, we sent them a little message just saying, come on, guys, this isn't on. Second time we've gone live and no audio. It's just a complete waste of time, obviously. So we don't want to be doing that if we can help it. Yes, we are live. There we go. Wonderful. Okay, so let's talk to you today about consistency, because being consistent is one of the hardest things to be able to do. We're humans. I don't know what it is about humans and being consistent, but we find it really difficult to maintain a level of consistency. And I mean for a period of time here. I don't mean, you know, you wake up and it's week one, day one, and you're raring to go. You're going to lose some weight. You're going to go to the gym and you're going to eat right. And then 6 weeks later, you're like, oh, I can't be bothered doing it. That's what happens. I know that's what happens, because that's what happens to me. I'm at that point right now, having gone worked out for, 8 weeks, and then I'm in week three of not working out recently. So, not week three, week two probably. And it's because Lou's parents came over, and there were some clients come over, and then your routine gets knocked out, and then getting back into that routine, that's the hardest bit. So, in terms of maintaining consistency, it can be really difficult, because we're just not consistent as a species. We're pretty inconsistent, and it's crazy, isn't it? Because we know we should be doing stuff, you know, we know we should be working out every day. Like, hands up who works out every day? Not many, right? And those that do work out every day, it's almost like it's their primary focus. You know, there might be an Instagram person who makes money off working out every day, off looking good. I don't make money off looking good, because if I did, I'd be poor, right? I know what you're saying, that's fine. Some days I feel like I make money off looking good. Not today, so that's all. So it's not like my primary focus. And so maintaining that level of consistency is really hard. However, even when it is my primary method of making money, let's just take another example. Podcasting, for example. You know, podcasting, when we go out and do a podcast, the phone rings. Technically, the phone's not ringing, by the way. our opt-in forms increase. So that's what tends to happen. And it's because we're getting out there, we're putting ourselves out there, you see. So that works really, really well. But the problem is that we are inconsistent on doing that. And some days you wake up and you go, I know what I'm going to do. How about this? How about we record 3 podcasts every day, and then we line them up once a day for the next 3 weeks? And in principle, that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. In reality, you know, you start recording a couple of podcasts, and then you stop recording podcasts for like a week, and then the output, the stuff that you guys see at the back end, that, you know, it's got gaps in between that are weeks long, and it's totally inconsistent. And actually, we're just developing a method of being more consistent. And that's what you guys got to do too. You've got to be more consistent in what you do, in what you put out there, in all your marketing, in all your business. Because I tell you, success isn't about you being the cleverest person out there? Because if it was, there can only be one person in each industry that's at the top of that cleverness game. Do you know what I mean? That's not what will determine whether you're successful or not. What will determine if you're successful or not, two things, actually. One is persistence, and the other one is consistency, right? Now, technically, the two separate words, but really they mean the same thing. Being persistent, you know, chopping down a tree with a fish, right? There's an old Chinese saying, I think, man who chops down a tree with a fish. I don't know. Like, how would you do that? Would you freeze the fish, you know? But if you had to chop down a tree with a fish, who's going to do this? Let's use an axe. Use that one. If I'm chopping a tree down with an axe, and I'm really consistent for a week, it's a big tree and it's not very sharp axe, it's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it takes 4 weeks to chop a tree down, I'm consistent for week one, and then week two, not so much because I'm a bit bored of it now. And then week three, I get back into it and I start doing it again. And week four, not consistent. It's just not going to work. Whereas the other person who comes in and they cut the tree Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays on cue every single week for 4 weeks, clearly they're going to have a better set of results. And when it comes down to your marketing and you're putting yourself out there in networking, you know, when people go to networking events, they go, oh, I went to a networking event, it was rubbish, didn't work. Well, how many have you done? One. That's crazy. Imagine getting fit and going to the gym once and hoping that that's going to work. Why would that even work, right? It just doesn't work. There's no consistency and there's no persistency. Persistency isn't even a word, so let's just deal with that. So you've got to be consistent and you've got to be persistent in everything that you do. Now, the easiest way that I've actually discovered of being consistent on a regular basis all the time is for me not to be consistent, as in I actually pay someone else to be consistent for me. So now what happens with our podcasting and our Facebook Lives, at least when the volume works, which it didn't do for the last two girls. But now we come, we sit in this chair, this seat, we have an LED light. If it's dark, it lights me up really well. It's on now, so it's well lit. We've got a microphone, you can see back there. We've got a camera, a HD camera. It's all connected to the laptop, which is down here. I come, I press record or start broadcast. And we go out onto Facebook, and then that mechanism of me sitting here and pressing go, like, do I know what the next words are out of my mouth? Of course not. But we've got better as we do these, and we got more consistent. And because we're more consistent, we got better at doing these as well. We can talk about anything. You know, we can talk about anything. It doesn't matter what the subject is. We can press record and we can go because we've got better at it. To begin with, we had like little cheat sheets. You know, we had stuff written down. I had one a couple of days ago because I had some headlines that I wanted to cover in one of our Facebook Lives. But I don't always do that now because I've got good at it, right? But you want to get good at something after you've done enough of it. So now all we have to do is we press record and off we go, we're live. That starts a mechanism for me. And the mechanism that starts is the video that's recorded on Facebook Live. That gets downloaded. It gets to look pretty with some drone footage and some music. And then it goes onto YouTube. We embed YouTube onto our website, and then that then gets put out onto social media again, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr, you name it, goes out there, right? So that's that angle. The extra thing it does is it pulls out the audio and it sticks that into a podcast for us, of which we get our graphic designer to create a little graphic. We write a little bit of text. That goes out onto the podcast. That then goes out onto iTunes. But the other beauty of that is we then take that podcast, we embed that onto our website, and that goes up as well. So we actually have like three different ways of getting our content out. We go live to begin with on Facebook. Some people join us, some people don't. That's fine. We go recording onto YouTube that gets embedded on our website, put out to social media. So then people have a second chance of watching our content. And then the audio, we embed that on the WordPress, and then that goes out to social media. And then people have that third opportunity to do it as well. And then, of course, it comes up in search engine rankings. Our iTunes thing goes up. The number of downloads that people watch, you know, I mean, it's phenomenal. You know, we've had 250,000 views of our videos. And it's just little old me, Dan from Leeds. But 250,000 people have watched our videos. Like, it might be 1 second, it might be 10 minutes. Who knows, right? I think the average is about 2 minutes and 6 seconds. That's the average that people watch it. So some of those videos are 30 seconds long, and then some of them are 20 minutes long, 30 minutes long. So, you know, not everybody's watching to the end of those videos. They're just watching to get the end, to get the content that they needed out of that for fixing whatever problem that they were looking for online to begin with. But how do you maintain that level of consistency? Well, actually, the level of consistency, we've made it really easy because the mechanism that we've got that automates all that process now begins with me sitting down here and pressing start broadcast. Now, we want you guys to have that too, and you can have that too. It's really simple. It's 250 quid a month right now. That's likely to change in the coming months. So it's October 2018 at the time that we're recording this. So that price has changed. But our goal is to give £1,000 a month's worth of value every month in that. So we include images and videos and video editing and podcasts and content writing and landing pages and website updates and sales funnels and sales marketing funnel flows and that kind of thing. There's no such thing as a sales marketing funnel flow. Sales funnels and marketing funnels online, you know, online stuff, right? So we include all of that as one done-for-you marketing package. But the beauty of this is all you've got to do is get hit record, record something. That's it. We'll take that and we'll sort it out for you automatically. We upload it to YouTube, although you have to do that bit from a security point of view. But other than that, everything else is done. We extract the MP3. We upload that onto iTunes for you. There's a few little bits that you have to do to set yourself up initially. With iTunes, obviously, we can't do that for you because we need your authority and so on. But that's it. And then you go. We create all the images. It all gets spewed out onto social media, raises up the profile. One of our clients in the last week has just doubled their website traffic. Literally doubled their website traffic and have been with us, what, 2-3 weeks? Which is amazing, right? That's the whole point. Once people land on your website, they get to know you. They get to know who you are. They get to like you. You know, the KLT, know, like, and trust. They get to all that stuff. And then at some point, we're going to buy from you. Like, when we get someone on a strategy call to come to the villa for a couple of days, you know, the 2-day strategy and implementation session. If I ask the question, have you listened to my podcast? And they say, yes, I've listened to all of them, right? We had one guy and he said, we were talking about how many views we'd had on YouTube. He said, oh, I think half of them are probably mine. I've watched everything you've done, sometimes twice, right? So it's like, those people will come through. So this is the 2 days. This is what you get. This is the price. And they're like, I'm in. Like, no question. They're just in. We had one guy and he was in. I didn't even tell him how much it was, right? It's because they know us, they like us, they trust us, they know what we can do. We've built up that level of consistency to some extent and trust. When we get somebody else on a call and they're like, have you watched any YouTube videos? Nope. Have you seen us on a podcast? Listened to us on a podcast? Nope. And then we try and sell them the 2-day session here in Spain, which is awesome, by the way, and you should do it too. They don't, like, no thanks, not for me, a bit expensive. They don't want to come. So it's like this KLT, we've got to know you, got to like you, got to trust you. And this is why we put out so much content, is that people are creating all this extra stuff and they are learning from you and you're building trust with them. And then if you get them on a phone call and they want to come and work with you because they need a hand in their business, They're just good to go, you know? And so that's what we want for you as well. So in order to be consistent, this is to summarize this, consistency comes from outsourcing it. Like, wouldn't it be cool if I could just pay someone, could you just like run on that treadmill for like 24 hours a day without stopping? Or maybe get 3 people in 8-hour shifts, 8, 16, 24 hours in a day. Right, you do the first 8 hours, you do the next 8 hours, you do the next 8 hours. I'm looking forward to being slim. Thank you very much. Wouldn't that be cool? And you guys over there, you just go lift weights. You do your arms. You do the chest. You do the legs. You do six pack. I want a really good six pack. So you work out like 24 hours a day for me. And you just outsource that. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, I would pay for that, right? Who wouldn't pay for that? Unfortunately, our scientists have not yet discovered how to do that, which I'm really disappointed with. Although there's talk of a pill, isn't there? But there's always talk of a pill. Especially if you're a Daily Mail reader, there's, you know, Alzheimer's will be cured. There's always an Alzheimer's cure on the front of the Daily Mail, if you've ever seen that. But wouldn't it be cool to be able to outsource your health in such a way that you just got fit by somebody else doing the work? Well, we can't do that. But what we can do is we can do it on your marketing and on your business and in order to help maintain that level of consistency. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. If you've got any questions, then just tap them into the comment section below. We're always open to feedback. Sometimes we might disagree with it. Sometimes we might agree with it. That's fine. That's part of life. And if you're interested in the all-in-one done for your marketing package, then you just go to daniellatto.co.uk/SMMA, which stands for Social Media Marketing Agency. So that's daniellatto.co.uk/SMMA. Other than that, we'll catch up with you in the next podcast or the next Facebook Live or the next YouTube replay. And I hope you'll join us live at some point. My name's Dan Latter. I hope you have a wicked day and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.